Let's go to the rural news now with Sally Murphy in Ōtautahi, Christchurch. And Sally, a rural health specialist, is hoping Super Saturday tomorrow drives up vaccination numbers in rural areas.
Kia ora, Max. That's right. The Rural General Practice Network says there's still time to address the lagging vaccination rates in rural communities, but the window is closing. Super Saturday, running all day tomorrow, is a series of events around the country and an 8-hour Vaxathon TV event being put on in a bid to get people vaccinated. Data crunched by Otago University shows vaccine rates in rural areas are 11% lower than urban areas. Rural General Practice Network Clinical Director Jeremy Webber says it wants to see as many rural people getting the jab as possible.
There's certainly a lot of work going on behind the scenes in terms of trying to promote awareness and get our rural centres up. But really, what I'd like to see is, you know, our communities to get engaged and to take the opportunity, because there's no doubt that this COVID Delta wave is coming and it's going to spread throughout our country. And now we've got a window before it really does get spread throughout to get in and get vaccinated. So I want to see our communities get to their local vaccination centre, get in contact with their GPs, get motivated to come in and get vaccinated and get themselves protected.
Dr. Webber says the Delta variant is highly transmissible and an outbreak could put immense pressure on rural health services.
We are very vulnerable in rural, and that's well understood. You know, we've got small teams working in isolation, and potentially, you know, if that team does get exposed to the virus and loses workforce, then that's much more difficult for a community to respond, and particularly the medical community to respond and cover them. There's, you know, been a lot of work done in terms of making sure all communities have got adequate PPE and access to swabbing and so forth. And that's something that we need to continue to be vocal about, because it's so, so important for our rural communities because of that vulnerability.
Jeremy Webber from the Rural General Practice Network. Soggy ground conditions due to a wet spring in the Manawatū are creating havoc for maize growers who haven't been able to plant their crops. Fleming Brothers Agricultural Contracts Limited owner Dean Fleming says they just can't catch a break with the weather.
If it's not blowing, it's raining. It's cold, it's miserable. We should be well into the early plant now. We don't have a single seed in the ground yet, personally, and from what I understand around the region, it's very similar, everyone I've spoken to. And Waikato, I think they have got some crops in the ground, but they are definitely behind as well.
He says the ground almost gets dry enough for planting and cultivation, and then the rain starts again.
We are definitely behind the eight ball. That's just going to on flow through to a later harvest and potentially a lower yield. There's shortage of grain available at the moment, so a later harvest is going to mean we're going to have to try and hold over with the stocks we have currently that little bit longer when it was already going to be very tight come early next year.
Why is there a shortage?
Last year was, as well reported, was a very wet spring and yields were down right across the North Island. And on top of that, the added pressures of COVID on shipping and international grain availabilities taken a lot of the advantage of import grain out of the market for some of the big end users due to inability to get ships and additional costs. So there's been a lot more demand for New Zealand grain this year and the supply just isn't there for it.
Dion Fleming. In Canterbury, arable farmer Colin Hurst says the ground is wet, but farmers in the region have managed to plant their crops. Time now to get the latest from the sale yards around the country from our regular guest, AgriHQ senior analyst Suze Bremner. I spoke with Suze a little earlier this morning. Hey Suze, what's been happening this week?
Hi Sally. Well, there's been lots going on this week, from the first real offering of new season lambs to big spring cattle sales at Matafero, Fielding and Culverton, and even a beef competition Colgate chucked in there as well.
Sounds busy. So looking a bit closer at the lamb sales first, how did that go?
Well, we usually just see new season lambs at Sortford Lodge for the first week, but they also appeared at Colgate and Fielding. It always comes with an element of excitement to have these early lambs in the yards, and it certainly makes it feel a lot more like spring. So at Sortford, the top line's at $163 to $185, and medium type sold for $133 to $157. There was also a large entry of smaller types penned, and they were $100 to $123. So that's a good start to the season, especially on the medium and smaller lines, as it's still actually quite early to be selling that type of lamb. Colgate offered up around 300 in their prime section, and they sold really well at $162 to $217.
And what about the cattle sales?
Gosh, we've seen some big tallies of store cattle this week. Mataferro had 2,300, and there's a similar number at Fielding today. Culverton is also selling 1,700 today, and a few of the other North Island yards sold around 1,000 or just over as well. But despite that volume, the markets have held up really well, and we really felt that that spring grass market had a good impact on them. So Mataferro had a fantastic sale on Tuesday, and two-year traditional steers averaged a record $3.67 per kilo, and yearling steers of the same breed were just short of $4 a kilo average. And yearling heifers also had a strong sale at Mataferro and averaged $735 or $3.35 a kilo for those traditional types.
And that was Suze Bremner from AgriHQ. New South Wales has come up with an idea to solve the shortage of workers for the upcoming bumper grains harvest. More than 4,500 public servants are being offered 5 days leave to go and help. Agriculture Minister Adam Marshall told the ABC department staff would be volunteering their time to farmers while being paid by the state government. He says there is no silver bullet to solve the COVID-exacerbated workforce shortage, but this move is another way the government can support the industry. Koe rā te pūrongo o te tai whenua. That's Rural News for today.